practical web accessibility tips. Hello and welcome to WebAx, episode 45, Accessible Pop-Up Windows. This is your host, Dennis, and I'm going solo today. Ross is in Mexico. Unfortunately, the first couple days there, he's been finishing up a freelance job, so hopefully he'll be able to enjoy himself the rest of the week. Today is Monday. Let's see what's going on. The college basketball championship game is on. Looks like Florida's handling Ohio State. And I've been really, really busy lately, so I apologize. This is the first podcast in a couple weeks. But I guess it's good that I'm busy. Just lots of work and family and the whole shebang. So anyways, before we get started in the pop-up window accessibility feature, okay, let's get into just a few news announcements. Okay, so the first news announcement is from 456 Berea Street. I saw a recent post, IE7 does not resize text sized in pixels. So I guess there was some misunderstanding going out in the blogosphere or something, but and some people were mistakenly quoted as saying incorrectly that IE7 does resize pixel text, but apparently it does not. In my opinion, I mean, for accessibility's sake, you should really use relative sizing, but on the other hand, it really is up, I think, it's the response, ultimately it's the browser's responsibility to give the user easy access, you know, to increase and decrease text size. So, anyways, the next news item is this. Amazon.com and the National Federation for the Blind joined forces. So apparently, sometime, hopefully in the near future, the whole Amazon.com website will actually be accessible. And we'll see what happens with that. There's a post about it on WebAIM, on the WebAIM blog at webaim.org. So check that out. And the last little news item I saw on accessify.com, there was a post, WCAG 2.0, the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, you know, by the W3C, finally here. Not really sure what that means. The link says it finally became a candidate recommendation. So if anybody really knows what's going on with that, please send me an email or leave a comment on the blog post for this, because I don't have enough time and patience to go through all that malarkey and red tape from the W3C. So anyhow, just thought I'd mention that. Hopefully soon something more concrete for WCAG 2.0 will be here. Okay, so now on to our feature, accessible pop-up windows. So how, when, why, what? How would you do that? Making hyperlinks so that when you click on them, it opens in a new browser window. First of all, it's fair to say that you should keep this to a minimum. No one likes, you know, I don't think anybody really likes pop-up windows, or at least if you keep it to a minimum, that's acceptable. You know, I don't mind it personally if, you know, there's one here or there, but you just, it's one thing you definitely do not want to overuse, especially if you're making an accessible website, because it seems like it's just more work. But if you do it right, then hopefully it won't be for the user, and it'll be clear. So let's go through the points. The first thing I'm going to mention is the very bad old-school method. Hopefully nobody out there is still doing, and that's when you create a direct JavaScript hyperlink. So your href link is actually JavaScript colon, and then some kind of function, you know, open pop-up window or whatever, and you got your parameters and stuff there. obviously, you need JavaScript for that to work, so that is unacceptable. Your href should always go directly to a page, your pop-up HTML page. The next example is deprecated. The target, using a target attribute, XHTML strict 1.0, I believe that's the version where the target attribute is now deprecated. So using that is going to be going extinct. It's deprecated code. So previously, you know, you just put target equals and the name of a target window or underscore blank, and then that page will open in a new window. Now, a better version of this, a more accessible version, even though it still uses target, is you have your href to a page, and then you put target, say, my new win. You give it a specific name. And then you also put in a JavaScript onClick command. OnClick equals, and then some kind of, JavaScript open window function, and return it false, so that the browser is actually going to do both, and it's going to open up the window, and it's going to open a new window using JavaScript, and the target is going to shoot it to that same window. To make a long story short, it's a really good method, but again, it uses target, so it's deprecated. It's getting a little outdated. A couple years ago, this was the preferred method, I believe. Now, the best method is just having a plain href attribute in your anchor tag, and then just using a class or a rel attribute. I like to use the rel attribute, so you say rel equals, and then just name it whatever is semantic, you know, external or pop-up or whatever you want. And then you're going to use some awesome DOM scripting in an external file, you know, totally unobtrusive, and grab any anchors with that rel attribute and then run your function from there. So if JavaScript is turned on, you run that function, and then it'll capture the event of clicking any anchor with that rel attribute and open in a new window. And if a JavaScript is off, it'll still open that page, but just not in a new window. So there's lots of ways you can actually technically do that. I've put a few links on the podcast blog post for you to reference, but that is the best way. Now, as far as the WCAG 1.0 guideline, I'm talking about 10.1. Until user agents allow users to turn off spawned windows, do not cause pop-up windows or other windows to appear, and do not change the current window without informing the user. So the second half to this whole thing, besides actually the method to open the window, is you really need to let the user know that, you know, this link is going to open up in a new window. And there's different ways to doing that. One way is using the title attribute in the anchor. Another way is just in the directional text or just in plain text, you know, before the link or before the list of links or whatever, just say, you know, these links will open in a new window. Another way, and you could, you know, combine these methods too, because some of them, you know, like the title might not always be visual, or some items are only visual, say like an icon. Like you could use, CSS to grab that a class or a rel attribute or a class, possibly with JavaScript, you know, and create like a neat little pop-up icon next to any link that opens in a new window. So, and that again shows the power of the DOM and just kind of combining all these things together, you know. I mean, you could use that in the same JavaScript function when you're grabbing the links and checking the rels to see which ones open an external window. You could change the class or do whatever at the same time and add like a nice little icon in there. So check out my freelance website, checkengineusa.com, and you'll notice in a few links here and there, there's like a little one of those little new window icon thingies, and if you look at the JavaScript, you'll get a better idea of what I'm talking about. So, in summary, we're gonna, for the link that opens in a new window, you're gonna just do a regular, you know, href attribute to straight to the page. You're gonna not use target because that's deprecated. Well, you know, I'm assuming you're using web standards and everything, so we want to go XHTML strict, of course. And we want to use, you know, unobtrusive DOM scripting to capture your class or rel attribute on that link that you want it to open in a new window, and do all that functionality, you know, in your external JavaScript file. So, you know, we're separating the content from the behavior. And you want to make sure your user knows that that's going to open a new window. So you could do that with a title tag or an icon or with instructional text. Yeah. Anybody else have any other ideas? Let me know. Okay, so that's it for this episode of Web Acts 45 Accessible Pop-Up Windows. The WebAxe blog and podcast is located at webaxe.blogspot.com, webaxe.blogspot.com. Email webaxe@gmail.com, webaxe@gmail.com. To leave a voice message, call 206-203-0585. WebAxe is sponsored by Check Engine USA, website tune-ups and overhauls. www.checkengineusa.com.